Hey everyone, it's Melissa Rowe. Hope you guys are enjoying your Thanksgiving, having an awesome day with friends. So I wanted to come out here and discuss something that's a little strange, weird, and a bit of a concern for audio recording enthusiasts recording on their cell phone. First of all, a big thank you to the person on Mastodon who recommended that I try Ferrite Studio, recording studio. I had the app. I have used it before. It has so many really awesome features that I haven't really gone into it and really looked up all the settings. A friend of mine recommended that I get it for podcasting purposes. Because before, when I didn't used to have an actual recording office set up, my office was in the living room. So my friend called me a portercaster because I was always recording on my phone. And he recommended Ferrite Studio, and I had the app kind of in my audio folder on my phone, just never really used it as much. And I didn't know that you could go into the settings and select the sharing format to MP3. I thought you had to, from what I've seen of Ferrite, I thought you had to record and then convert your audio or import it into or put it into a project and then export it into a certain format. That's what I thought you did, because I know it is kind of an editor in a way. But anyway, so huge thanks to the person that mentioned recording with Ferrite, because I went into settings and found you could change the sharing format to MP3. Whee! So I don't even have to record. I could just share it. That makes me very happy. Anyway, but I wanted to talk about recording while wearing headphones. So I'd like to get a few audio enthusiasts to test this out with me. If you have Backpack Studio, and if you have Ferrite, especially, if you have those two apps, because those are the two apps I've tested out. I first thought Backpack Studio was the issue, because it has been a while since Backpack has been updated. It also has been a while since Ferrite has been updated. So I don't know if it's just these apps need to be updated or if Apple did something on their system, because, you know, God love us. We all love Apple, but Apple doesn't know the first thing about audio recording / editing / blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm no pro either, but, and don't mind my depressed clock in the background. This is going to be complete live and unedited, and you will hear a voiceover in the background. And that is completely intentional, because I'm talking about plugging in a wired pair of headphones using the Lightning adapter. I'm using an iPhone 13 Pro, so it's fairly new. Now on both of these apps, recording with headphones used to work flawlessly. I could flick around, see, and I'm recording with headphones unplugged because Ferrite and Backpack Studio do not like headphones right now. I plug in headphones into Backpack and I'm trying to adjust settings. On Backpack, you can adjust your mic effects and stuff, and the app completely freezes up. It still works. It works in the background, but VoiceOver, you can't do anything with it. VoiceOver is very choppy. You can't really flick around. Also, the volume buttons do not work as they should. When you're listening to audio in the app with headphones, so you can monitor how everything is sounding, after, like if you play back the recording to see how it's sounding, audio buttons or the volume buttons aren't working the way they should. The app just completely slows down. The app itself works, but VoiceOver doesn't work at all. It's very choppy, like a horrible cell phone call. You can't really get anything done. I thought at first it was Backpack Studio, so that's why I went on MetaText, and I was like, does anyone know of an app that I can use that will record using the stereo mics, the ones that you normally use for videos? And I know there's very few out there, but Ferrite Recording Studio does it. Just Press Record will let you record with the stereo mics, but it doesn't allow you to record or convert to other formats in the app. You have to put it in another editor, do the converting. And I love Just Press Record for simple recordings that I don't want to convert, that I just kind of want to record just because. Like lectures, you know, things. But, you know, when you're sharing audio on the internet, you want a quick way to just record an MP3, you know, with the stereo mics. And so awesome, awesome that Ferrite and Backpack do that. But right now, you can't use headphones at all. VoiceOver just completely melts up, and there's no way to get any tasks done. So if you guys can check this out on your phones, let me know what you think. Are you getting any problems while trying to record with VoiceOver? Are you getting any issues while trying to... because I was noticing when I was changing mic effects on Backpacks, I was trying to customize it, and just everything just completely slowed down. Get anything done. So, and as you guys can hear, my voiceovers in the background, and I don't like that. I like to record with headphones on, because if something pops up and I need to switch to a setting or do whatever, I don't like people to hear my voice over in the background. So check it out, test it out with varying devices. Let me know what you guys think. It may just mean that these apps just need to be updated, but let me know, are you guys all having these same issues on your devices? Okay. This is probably my third or fourth attempt trying to record this. Let's see if it actually works this time. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and end this record. Oh, one more thing I wanted to say. Listening to your recordings. As I said, the volume buttons do not work. So my biggest advice right now is if you are having the same problems I'm having, I should have put my phone on Do Not Disturb. Good night. I'm trying not to miss all the family Thanksgiving. Recording duration, 6 minutes, 40 seconds. And anyway. listen to your audio in another app. If editing and quality and all that stuff means so much to you, probably record it in WAVE format if you can afford it with your storage. I know WAVE is pretty big, but you're better off listening to the audio on a different app, maybe a different editor that doesn't lag up with headphones, or record it and then move it to your computer. Because when I tried to play back the recordings I was making when headphones were on, audio buttons didn't work well. I had some skipping, stuttering issues. So check out your devices and see how Backpack Studio and Ferrite. Try other apps, specialized apps that you know of. I'm noticing these are apps that record with the stereo mics. I haven't tried with other apps that just plain record, because I don't tend to use them. But I know Rec Up, I know people use that one a lot, that records straight to Dropbox. But try other apps and let me know what you guys think in your use cases, and what devices you guys are using, and see if this is an issue that we may just need to notify the developers of these apps. It could just be that, you know, they just need to update to Apple's latest system.
Recording duration, 8 minutes, 14 seconds. Recording duration.
Apple, please, 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 please stop messing with audio stuff. Like, you know, leave this to the developers that do, like, the DAWs and stuff, who know what they're doing. Please. Anyway. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and end this recording and hopefully share it somewhere. But you guys take care, and we'll talk soon, and have a happy, happy Thanksgiving. And, yeah, awesome stuff. Bye.